This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas ben Moshe Aaron Huberfeld, Alav Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a reference to victories over Sadducees. It's talking about the Mishnah's teaching regarding days that were recorded in Megillas Tainis, the scroll of fasts, upon which it is forbidden to offer a eulogy or to fast. Meaning, even though it's called the scroll of fasts, much of the content are days that you are not allowed to fast on because something good happened. We already discussed a couple of times now what is this strange old document, Megillas Tainis. So please have a look at just search and you'll find the few passages where we talked about it. Specifically, the new moon of Nisan until the 8th, they discussed that the Tamid was established there. And then from the 8th to the end of Pesach, this was a period when the date of Shavuos was restored. The first conflict over the establishment of the Tamid, the perpetual sacrifice, refers to a dispute with the Sadducees, who said that anybody could bring a Tamid, anybody could bring a sacrifice of the perpetual variety, whereas the Pharisees maintained that this had to be a collective offering that was generated by the half shekel tax, the machzis a shekel tax. And of course, the Pharisees won that debate. That's how the Tamid is offered. The latter dispute was with the closely allied group known as the Boetians, the Baitusim. The Boetians were focused on a different calculation of the date of Shavuos than the Pharisees, and the Pharisees won that debate as well. Hence the appearance in Megillas Tainis. It is illustrative, by the way, of many of the passages in Megillas Tainis that describes the conflicts that were associated with that era immediately before the Common Era. You have a look, for example, on the 4th of Tammuz. You know, the Megillas Tainis is organized according to the calendar, another day when it's also forbidden to offer eulogies because the Tzedukim had, for example, a manual of sentencing criminals, kind of like mandatory sentencing, right? They would have a list of if a person does this, he gets this sentence. If a person does that, he does that sentence, and so on, without relying on the Torah or rabbinic interpretation. When that manual was destroyed, that was declared a day of celebration, no fasting on that day. Also mentioned in the Megillas Tainis is the Lex Talionis, the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, which was interpreted literally by Boetusians, by the Beitusim. And the Sadducees, of course, have a strong tradition of rabbinic interpretation of that halacha. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.